E tēnā anō koutou, e whakarongo mai nā ko Gilly Clark tēnei, e kōrero atuna ki a koutou i rungo i tēnei tai ana o te hiku. Morning to all the listeners that are listening to me. And it's Gilly Clark on here, and I'm going to talk to Felicity Foy, because she is working for the council, the Far North Council. And of course, we had a great day on Monday. And of course, there was a lovely day that Felicity Foy, one of the instigators of with the Far North Council and with the funding. So here she is to talk about what's happened. Kia ora mai, Felicity.
Morena.
You know, it was a great day on Monday when everything happened with Shane Jones at the atrium at Te Ahu, and of course, there was quite a lot of people that came and joined in, so it was a great day for Muri Whenua and for all the people that lives around here and the rural areas. So Felicity, can you tell us, the following the announcement from Minister Shane Jones of the $7 million community wellbeing package, what does this mean for the Far North?
Yes, it's a fabulous day yesterday. It was a great turnout, and that $7 million there will go towards town centre revitalisation, specifically into the streetscape, to making our original town centre a more vibrant place. There's 43 pages in the master plan which details the whole plan for Te Hiku or Te Hiku open spaces. We did originally apply for $28 million, so we won't be able to do it all with the $7 million, but that will make a huge contribution to see the physical progress towards the start of the master plan. And we're going to concentrate on the town centres first, namely Kaitaia being the civic hub of Muri Whenua, and then following out to Awanui and Ahipara, as well as pathways and links within those town centres first, and then we can apply through other funding through New Zealand Transport Agency and Regional Land Transport Plan to link those townships.
Okay, what areas will be prioritised for immediate action, and what opportunities will arise from there?
For immediate action, we're going to do the Kaitaia Town Centre, the Awanui Town Centre, including the intersection where the park is, that's adjacent to the cafe, and the actual streetscapes, the main street of Kaitaia and Awanui, and also in Ahipara, along the waterfront there. There's a footpath already designed, and then also linking within the Kaitaia Township to the sports hub, and along the river to link the whole township. And specifically in those areas as well, we're going to do the cultural artworks with our iwi partners. And we'll be looking to have our Indigenous artists make significant artworks within the town centres and gateways.
Hmm. How will the funds be allocated to ensure that the needs of the Far North are being met?
Well, as I said, the funding isn't all of the funding that we've applied for. For this specific project, there were some other announcements as well which were quite exciting for Te Hiku, including Pukenui Wharf upgrade, $1 million, and Unahi Wharf upgrade, $1 million. And you might have heard as well Ricky Houghton in the housing projects for Te Hiku.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou, e whakarongo mai ana ki au. Kei kone anō taku kai kōreroa Felicity Foy. On the line, I've got Felicity Foy on there. So at the moment, we'll try and finish off our conversation. So we were at the stage of Felicity where we were talking about the $1 million for Pukenui, and the other one was for the Awanui Wharf.
And we'll be working closely with the different iwi groups. Ngāi Takatoa have plans for Awanui as well, and of course Ngāti Kuri has Ka Uri in Awanui as well. So it's a really exciting time to be having collaboration between iwi and the council, and that's really something that I think needs to be built on in the years to come, because I don't think there's been recognition and acknowledgement of our iwi and our Croatian culture and our history within our townships previously.
Okay. Well, it's obviously quite a few of the areas have been covered. You know, several of them around Awanui, around Rarawa and around Ngāti Kuri. So, you know, that funding that you've got, it's quite enormous amount there for, at this stage anyway, to do stages of what you wanted to do.
Yeah, definitely. And at Ahipara, the works that we'll be working with Te Rarawa, the Ahipara Takiwa group have got an environmental plan as well that we will ensure that we align what we're doing with the outcomes and objectives in that plan as well.
Mm.
I feel that a lot of people in our community, we're working towards the same goal.
Mm.
And we just need to collaborate better and ensure that we achieve the most possible for our rangatahi.
Yes.
And the way to do that, I feel, is through collaboration, which isn't always easy. You have to make sure we're talking to everybody, but we'll do the best that we can.
Okay, Felicity, I think you've covered most of it, of all the pūtea that you're going to spend wisely. And, of course, I'm sure there'll be a bit of improvement around the areas. And, you know, we're lucky even to get this, especially coming into the election year this year. And maybe we may not see any, I don't know. I'm only saying this, you know, we're lucky to get what we've got at the moment. Isn't it?
Oh, no. And I feel that the community really feel that way, that we're grateful that we're being recognised, that the regions are being invested in, and we're glad to see that the regions are getting investment, whereas historically it was mainly focused on the metropolitan areas. I'm excited for Te Whiu o Te Eka and starting with Kaitai and Ahipara and Awanui, but we are definitely making plans to move further north.
Yes.
And we need to make a staged approach to start somewhere, so I'm glad we're making that start.
Oh, very good. Okay, Felicity, thank you for that, and no doubt we'll talk to you in the near future with the other plans that comes to our notice.
Ai, ka
kite, nā mahi nui. Ai, hoki mai, ko Felicity Foitera, whakatakoto mai nā ngā kaupapa i puta te pūte i tērā rāra, ka motu e hoa maa hono ko ho rongo koutou, haerere ana ki hea ene pūte a ka motu, te mea pai e haere muana mō tēnei ano ngā whenua katoa kei muri whenua, nano reira, tēnā tātou.